the history of transformative biology is also a history of governance arriving late. Recombinant DNA, CRISPR, synthetic cells each provoked alarm before eventually settling into workable regulation. Now a more exotic frontier is emerging, one a new commentary argues demands oversight before the science matures, not after. Published in Health Security, the commentary by David R. Gillum of the University of Nevada, Reno examines mirror life. Synthetic organisms theoretically built from biomolecules with reversed chirality, the molecular handedness distinguishing all known life on Earth. No complete mirror organism has been built yet, but research on individual mirror image components, already used in diagnostics and therapeutics, continues to advance. The concern is what comes next. A fully realized mirror bacterium might evade immune recognition and persist in ecosystems without natural checks like bacteriophages. Gillum stresses these risks remain theoretical, which is precisely why he argues governance must begin now, before, not after, critical technical thresholds are crossed. Rather than outright prohibition or business-as-usual oversight, Gillum proposes a four-phase tiered framework calibrated to research milestones, from basic reporting for low-risk work up to a moratorium absent international treaty sanction, if anyone attempts to build a self-replicating mirror organism. He also pushes back on claims of scientific consensus on the risks. A landmark 2024 call for a ban carried only 38 signatories, and no systematic survey has gauged how the broader global life sciences community actually views the risks and benefits. Readers interested in the full tiered framework, the nuclear governance parallels he draws, and the contested science around mirror organism viability can find the complete argument in the paper here. Sources and further reading. Gillum, Dr. Mirror Life and the Case for Adaptive Risk Governance. Health Security, 31 August 2026. This article was researched and sourced by Global Biodefense editors and reported with Claude AI assistance for drafting and editing.